Well, believe it or not, I supported Donald Trump as of June of 2015, long before he won the primary. So I'm not about to bail on him right now. I think that he's doing extremely well, and I think he's going to be our next president.
Are you surprised, or were you surprised at the support he got and how he kept going?
Yeah, it was surprising because what he did was he broke the mold for political campaigns. So everything that I ever knew about campaigning, Donald Trump broke that mold. But it speaks volumes for the people that are following him, the people that have had it. They've had it with the politicians. The politicians are not working for them anymore in Washington, and certainly the politicians are not working for them in Rhode Island.
Leanne Senek, let's bring you into this, a Republican committeewoman. Donald Trump has made some seriously disturbing comments about women to many people. How do you handle that?
Well, I handle that basically, I'm kind of immune to it because coming of age where a president sitting in the Oval Office received all sex from an intern, that's kind of given us all some inoculation into those issues. So I really think that it's not something that's going to be playing importantly into this. I think the more important thing that Donald Trump has brought to the party, to the table for this election, is talking about the issues. And as long as we remain talking about the issues, if we're talking about immigration, if we're talking about taxes, if we're talking about government reform, Obamacare, all the things we're seeing with the increase in premiums, that's going to be a huge topic. Those are the things that people are concerned about that affect their lives.
So you see Donald Trump as having some policies that will answer those problems that you just enumerated.
I do.
Gary Sass, can I get your reaction to what Leanne just said about Donald Trump's policies answering these problems?
Yeah, first thing I'd want to say is Hillary Clinton is not the answer. She's untrustworthy, and she would expect better results from doing the same thing. And that's the definition of insanity. I lost twice to Donald Trump. I chaired the Rubio campaign here, and later I was a policy advisor to Kasich for several states. So I give him credit for hitting the right issues. But that's where I think he drops the ball after that. And there are some issues that make it very difficult for me ever to vote for Donald Trump. I think he's unfocused. He doesn't express discipline. One of the things I look for in a president is to have a disciplined, organized mind. And he gets involved with petty things that in the big picture make no sense. And the way he gets involved in some of those things, I consider to be racial. I consider some of the comments he made about women, you know, very difficult. And particularly being the father of two daughters and a bunch of granddaughters. And I go on. So though he identified the right issues, he tended to be petty, undisciplined. And teaching leadership at Bryant University, those are not good characteristics for a leader. The second concern I have about Trump, and it's tough because I think Hillary in a lot of ways is worse, is I don't know what he's going to do internationally. And there's a tremendous amount of uncertainty about international risks from his leadership.
Who are you going to vote for?
Well, the way I've been answering this question for the several months, as of today, I'm not voting for Trump because I don't know what surprises are going to come about. I will write in somebody. I will never vote for Hillary. That was the easiest decision for me to make. Never, ever vote for Hillary for the reasons of the concerns I've expressed. I certainly am not planning on voting for Trump. I will probably write in another Republican.
Can I disagree with my good friend here?
Please.
And say that he says he's not going to vote for Hillary.
He is.
Any vote that he does other than Donald Trump is a vote for Hillary. You've got to look at the Supreme Court. You've got to look at the big issues that we can do if Donald Trump gets elected. I understand his concerns about Donald Trump totally. But let me say this. One thing that this country has in place, it has safeguards. We're not going to get our military to do anything that's insane. If Donald Trump were to do anything that would put this country in jeopardy in any way, in a heartbeat, the Congress will have him. They will move to definitely get rid of the president.
You know, if I lived in Florida, if I voted in Florida, or if I voted in Iowa or in Ohio, there might be some truth to what Leanne and Representative Petrillo were claiming. I live in Rhode Island. I mean, I don't think anybody around this table thinks for 30 seconds that Donald Trump is going to carry the state of Rhode Island.
So I do.
Well, we'll see.
Rhode Island is in play. It
yeah.
is.
So I don't think my not voting for Trump is a matter of stating principle as opposed to worrying about political considerations. The other issue about Trump, and I feel very uncomfortable having this conversation because, particularly publicly, because I believe in Reagan's commandment, don't speak ill of other Republicans. I have to question how well the checks and balances will come into play and how well Donald Trump understands the tradition of our Constitution. I look at banning a religion. Well, that's clearly inconsistent with our Constitution, the Bill of Rights. I look at free speech and the comments he's made about changing the libel laws, you know, concern me. And I don't like the New York Times, and for a lot of different political reasons. But I understand free speech. The separation of powers. He said he would do this. And as Joe correctly points out, it takes the Congress. So I think there's a learning curve there about what our traditions are and what our Constitution means and what limitations on power are.
Leanne, you said a little while ago that you thought Rhode Island was in play.
Well, the amount of activity, and I have to say that, I do share some of Gary's concerns. Donald Trump was not my first choice. I was actually neutral through the primary due to my position, and I did go to the convention as a Trump delegate because Donald Trump won 64% of the vote in Rhode Island. That momentum carried on after the primary, after the convention, after the nomination process. And there is a level of energy and excitement and dedication to this candidate that we have not seen in the Rhode Island Republican Party, ever. Will he win the state? Probably not. But will he come a lot closer than any other candidate has in a long time? I think he absolutely will. And I think just the idea that people are willing to come out and stand up and say that they are part of this movement, which is what this is. And it's more than just about Donald Trump. It is about the movement. It's about people being frustrated with where they are, where our country is right now, and what we've seen diminished in our standing. And I think that's part of what's bringing this movement together.
I want to thank you all for participating in this discussion. Leanne Senek, a Republican committeewoman, Joe Trillo, honorary chairman of the Trump campaign here in Rhode Island, and Gary Sass from Bryant University. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.